Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I want to cancel.
Right, thank you for that cut. I please have your zip code.
747-745.
So that's 74745.
Yes, ma'am.
First and last name, please.
I'm sorry?
Your first and last name.
Oh, Antoinette, probably Tony, I mean, T-O-N-I, McDaniel.
Okay. Well, give me 1 second.
Okay. My tech blew in this car. On my desk.
Okay. So I don't see anything here matching your zip code or your first and last name. I can try your phone number.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Can I have 336-1829.
Okay, so what was the beginning, ma'am?
903.
So 903.
Yes, ma'am. 336. 1829.
So that's 903. And then it's 336-1829.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was this order taking place, ma'am?
When did it, or, I don't have the exact date. It was an accident. I was trying to get something else, but it was, just paid shipping and handling on February 2nd. And then, I did it with my cash out card, and they keep trying to bill me. It's declined because I don't have money. But, they want the $54.97. I mean, it keeps declining it because I don't have any money on it.
Okay.
The number from the website was your number, so.
Okay, Miss Tony, I see an account here about your name, and your last name was McDaniel, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I see an account about your name. Could you verify your address for me? Okay, so there was a purchase here for our space heater for $9.97. So that's originally what you were supposed to be billed for the product. This was made on the 27th of January. You said that you wanted to cancel.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got that canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. So no, okay. You can bill me monthly or anything?
No, ma'am, you won't be billed again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.